Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me for the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. And before we go into the message of what God has given me to share, let's take a moment to join our hearts in prayer. Father, we come to you and thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for our salvation. We thank you, Lord, and are grateful for all your bountiful benefits. And Lord, we're asking that in these days in which we are living, that you will continue to mold and make us and be those children of God, that you would have us to be. Raise us up, Lord, a mighty army in the earth. Lord, I ask you to minister to the needs of those who are listening. Father, it is your will to meet all of our needs. So whether it's spiritual or emotional or circumstantial, financial, we ask, Lord, that you will provide. You will provide everything that is needed. Father, we come to you in faith. Whom have we in heaven but thee? And there is none that we desire on earth beside thee. Lord, we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Bless your people, Lord. Amen. Praise God. All right. Well, beloved, we are living in spiritually exciting times. The church is in transition. For years, it's been preached, but it's coming. It's been sporadic. There's been outbreakings here and there, but there is coming a revival to the face of the earth before the end comes, before the Lord Jesus returns. And so there are glorious days that are just before us for the army of the Lord, because God is moving in His church. There are three things, beloved, that are the will and the plan of God. There's revival, secondly, restoration, and thirdly, victory. Victory in our personal lives and victory of the kingdom of God over the forces of darkness. The Lord is breathing new life into His church. He's making it alive, a living church. So often, because of routine and protocol and tradition, there have just been churches that have been functioning, but they're not really alive in the spirit. They're dead. And now God is stirring the hearts of people to make way for living churches. There's a new wave of the Holy Spirit that's beginning to sweep across the land. In fact, it's happening around the world. This living organism, the body of Christ, the church, will be the instrument that God manifests His glorious presence through. In the 40th chapter of Exodus, God told Moses how to set up the tent of meeting. Moses did as God commanded, but notice this wasn't just a tent of meeting for the people, it was a tent of meeting for God to meet with them. Let me just share these few verses, Exodus 40, beginning of chapter 33, verse 33. And he reared up, Moses did, the court round about the tabernacle, the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeyings. So in verse 33, it says Moses finished the work. And in verse 34, we read, then the cloud, the Shekinah of God's visible presence, covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And we note that the glory cloud was not seen until things were done according to God's instructions. So if we want to experience the glory of God these days, what must we do? Well, in the New Testament, Acts 3, 19 through 21, it tells us what to do. So repent, change your mind and purposes, turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean, that for the purpose, if you will, times of refreshing, of recovering from the effect of heat, of reviving with fresh air, may come from the presence of the Lord, praise God, and that he may send to you the Christ, the Messiah, who before was designated and appointed for you, Jesus, verse 21, whom heaven must receive and retain until the time for complete restoration of all that God spoke by the mouth of all of his holy prophets for ages past, from the most ancient time in the memory of man. If we relegate this powerful word to the time after the second coming of Christ, we're going to miss what God is saying to us. The Apostle Peter is speaking of periods or times of restoration. The prophet is speaking primarily of spiritual restoration of the church. Have you cried out for that? Restoration in your own life and restoration corporately for the body of Christ. The prophets saw an age during which God's people would exemplify, hallelujah, the character of Jesus himself before every nation in the world. Beloved, what is God doing this day in your life? That is what he is doing throughout the body of Christ. We're become more and more conscious, walking in the fear of the Lord, of God's glory, of his presence, of his commands and statutes. We read many verses of Scripture in the Old Testament, which describe the glory of God over Zion, and that these verses find their fullest fulfillment in the church of the living God. In Hebrews, the 12th chapter in verse 2, it states that we have come unto Zion. Many times of restoration and refreshing have come from the presence of the Lord since the day of Pentecost. Peter's message and the words of the prophet have been fulfilled many times over throughout the centuries. But God is proclaiming a new thing in the earth for the end times. There is a sense of anticipation in the air. The ripened grain is ready, hallelujah, to be harvested. The Lord has sent, as promised, the early rains and the latter rains, but beloved, nothing like we're going to see. The clouds are gathering, the glory clouds, and a glory rain is about to break loose with a downpour. I don't know about you, but that gets me so excited. We can't work this up. It's something done by the hand and the purpose and the will of God. There's a greater wave of God's glory heading for the shore. If you're standing there, can you look to the horizon and see it starting to come? In days past, the crystal clear waters of life and refreshing have been muddied by the hands of carnal and fleshly practices. But now, a pure and a greater wave of God's glory is being poured out upon his church. And beloved, the purpose of this ministry, Unveil Christ Ministries and others, is to prepare God's people and encourage them to be available when this refreshing comes, this times of restoration and refreshing. So let me ask you a question. Are you ready to receive a new mantle, a new authority, a double portion anointing? Beloved, the spiritually renewed church will have new life and a ministry that will bring deliverance to multitudes, to those who are dead in trespasses and sin, to those who have been backslidden, those the prodigals need to come back to the Lord. There are some, in fact, yes, many, who are reluctant to move in the present workings of God. They're comfortable the way things are. That's, you know, we're creatures of habit. We kind of like things to stay the way they are rather than experience change. But beloved, we have to cast aside complacency and the dead traditions of men to face and to be a part of the spiritual challenges which are ahead of us. Beloved, my calling, our ministry, as we labor together, the partners of Unveiled Christ and all who has an ear to hear, are consumed with a divine zeal to see the church what it can and will be. And I believe this renewal in the church, this giving birth, if you will, to living churches, will thrust us into the front line of His mighty army. There's a shout that is going to be heard throughout the land, a shout of triumph, beloved, as the army of the Lord goes forth at the command of the captain of the host. Beloved, we are living in exciting times, and I pray your heart's desire is to be part of this move, to be part of that living tabernacle, that temple that is made without hands, the work that the Spirit of God is doing in this hour from every race, from every nation, from every people group. He's raising up those who have ears to hear to come into the sanctuary of the Lord, into a place where they can be healed and delivered and restored and experience the revival anointing that God wants to send upon this earth before the end comes. Beloved, I'm stirred in my spirit, and I pray that you are stirred by what God is desiring to do, and prepare our own hearts, your heart, my heart, for the things that God is asking of us personally, that we can be in a condition, in a state to receive a new anointing. Beloved, my time is gone, and we'll just continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray you can join me. We're heard on this station every day at the same time. Should you miss a broadcast, you can also go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and they are archived there for your convenience. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.